It's reported that U.S. President Joe Biden will impose a ban on most non-U.S. citizens from entering the country if they've recently been in South Africa. Biden will also reinstate travel restrictions on the Schengen area of Europe, Britain, Ireland, and Brazil, which his predecessor Donald Trump had planned to rescind effective Tuesday. The U.S. has not yet detected any cases of the COVID-19 variant first identified in South Africa, but several states have detected the variant discovered in Britain. The Chinese mainland reported over 120 local COVID-19 infections on Sunday, including 67 in Jilin, 35 in Heilongjiang, 11 in Hebei, 3 in Beijing, and 1 in Shanghai. Provincial authorities in Jilin have ordered the closure of public cultural and entertainment venues, suspended gatherings, and limited the number of customers at markets. China's become the world's top recipient of investment flows. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development has issued its latest investment trends monitor. It shows foreign direct investment flows to China rose by 4% to over $160 billion last year, making it the largest recipient, followed by the United States. The Davos Agenda 2021 of the World Economic Forum has kicked off. WEF founder Klaus Schwab gave his opening remarks in a video message, saying this year is crucial for the future.
We are here together in 2021, which I consider a pivotal year, a crucial year for our future. We have the chance to move out with vaccines of the hot phase of the COVID crisis, and to rebuild our economies.
Over 2,000 participants will meet virtually this week, discussing topics from COVID-19 vaccination to climate change under the theme, A Crucial Year to Rebuild Trust. Egypt has started vaccinating frontline medical staff against COVID-19 using the vaccine developed by Chinese company Sinopharm. Doctors and frontline workers treating coronavirus patients will be first in line to get the jab. Egypt has secured 80 million doses from two vaccine developers and another 20 million from the WHO-backed COVAX facility. The country has recorded a total of more than 161,000 coronavirus cases, including over 8,900 deaths since the pandemic started. Morocco has authorized emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinopharm. The country will begin a nationwide vaccination next week, prioritizing vulnerable groups such as medics and the elderly. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines from Sinopharm is expected to arrive on Wednesday. Morocco has reported more than 460,000 COVID-19 cases. The incumbent Portuguese president has won re-election in a landslide. Preliminary results show that Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa captured over 63% of the vote, which will give him a final five-year term. The exit poll estimated the turnout at around 50%, which is lower than recent elections. Portugal has one of the world's highest rates of COVID-19 infections and deaths per 100,000 population, and its public health system is currently under huge strain. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will be fair, but move quickly. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives impeached Trump earlier this month for inciting the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The leaders of the U.S. Senate agreed on Friday to push back Trump's impeachment trial by 2 weeks. Schumer says Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate will begin in the first week of February.